Hope I find you all in good spirits this morning. I hope God is blessing you on this Thursday. Hallelujah. One more week, one more day before the weekend hits. So I praise God for you all. I hope that you all attended Bible study on last night. If you have a Wednesday night Bible study, or if you had a Bible study anytime this week, I hope that you had found yourself present in the house of the Lord. To me, one day out of the week on Sunday mornings is not enough. You need to get the word of the Lord in you anytime and every opportunity that you can, that you'll be able to grow and go in God. How about that? Grow and go in God. So blessings upon you today. I just wanted to check in with you all and talk with you and see how your day was going. And just wanted to bless you with a quick word, something to meditate on, something to chew on. Many times I get on this podcast and I begin to speak, and sometimes the Lord has not really given me anything at the time. He just tells me to go ahead and get on, just do my show. And when I get here, it immediately begins to download into me and to give me what the people are in need of that will hear this word. I pray you all have, thank you all for just supporting the Regina Perkins Show. You know, it's been going on for the last 2 years, and it has been a great opportunity. I love coming to speak to the people on the podcast. I love my podcast, and I hope to eventually do some other things. So just, guys, stay tuned with me. If you have not gotten my book, The Prayer Storm, if you haven't had an opportunity, go to my website, theReginaPerkins.com, and go check it out. Just click on the link, Prayer Storm. You'll see my book. It's a interactive prayer journal, a spiritual guide to the realm of prayer. And it's not, and when you hear the word interactive, that means it's not something that you would just read. It's something that will actually, you will engage in, and that you will do exercises. And there are videos that you will go to, a private video page that you would go to on my website for additional teachings that go along with the deliverance. It's deliverance, it's healing, it's talking about prophetic intercession. It's talking about everything. And so you'll do that. It's 50 days. I'm going to take you through it's like an insanity in the spirit workout. If you ever heard of insanity and all that, those workout videos that they were doing that were losing weight, well, this is what this is. It is a smorgasbord of spiritual strategies that I'm throwing at you. And it, after each the 50 days, you're going to have work to do. You're going to have questions to answer. You're going to have things to journal, because this is a journal. You're journaling through. It's a journal/planner. You're journaling through, plus it's a book. You're journaling through. And when you come out on the end, then you're going to have 6 more months to go through on your own and kind of work through the things. So you'll see it's some resources in it, some great things in there. I don't want to give all the sneak peeks away and spoil it. But if you get an opportunity, go take a look on my website. I hope it will bless you. But I just wanted to speak to you today about something that kind of went across my mind this morning after hearing a prayer call that someone was on. And what they said touched me so that I had to step back and take inventory of my own life and see what I was doing and where I was going. And how God wanted to deal with me. And in the state I'm in right now, and a lot of people are in right now in this season, in a season of transition, where God is moving you from one place to the next. And some of us have been in this thing so long, and some of us have sowed our seeds into the ground. Some of us have served, and some of us have done what God wanted us to do. You know, I hear people always say, well, you need to follow God and you need to submit. You need to submit. But what about those who've already submitted? What about those who've already did the things and were obedient and did the things that God told them to do? Those are the ones that I'm talking to this morning, because I want you to understand that the dreams and the vision, the things that God had placed in your heart to do, that it's time for you to make good. God is ready to make good on those promises. God's word said, he said, I've given you everything that pertains unto life and to godliness. He said, all the promises of God are in him are yes and amen. And I hear the Lord said, I'm getting ready to make good all those promises. He said, I'm not a man that you should lie, that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And so God wants to encourage you today, because some of you are wondering if God has forgotten about the promises that he made to you, and you're wondering, God, where do I fit in the scheme of things? Because I'm watching everybody else walk by me and I feel like I'm window shopping in life. But God wants to let you know today that he saved the best for last, and that anything that you've asked him to do, that he heard you the first time, but God said, I was preparing it and processing it that I can get it to you in your hands. And so I want you to know today that God is ready to elevate you. God is ready to take you in that place and that space that he has designed for you to uniquely fit in. And see, that's the situation. Some of us are trying to force ourselves into some places that God has not designed. You're trying to force yourself in places, as God told me this morning. You're trying to force yourself into small spaces, and you're uncomfortable. And when I say small spaces, it means that it's a place that does not have the capacity or the to hold you. It's a place that it's a small space, a small place, and it does not have the weight to contain you, to hold you, because it's not where God has designed for you to fit in. And when you get in that place, oh God, I feel this thing. When you get in that place where God has called you to, you will find, oh my God, that there will be an expansion of who you are. You will find all of the things that God has placed in you. My God, I can just see this in the spirit. All the things that God has placed in within you, all of a sudden you're going to expand. Okay, let me give you an example. Have you ever seen these little things these kids play with called squishies? And it's a new kind of toy, and it's kind of almost a stress reliever. And you take it and you can squeeze it, and it can go, it can become so small. You can squeeze it almost down to nothing. And once you squeeze it down to nothing, when you let it go, it opens back up. And it enlarges and comes back to its regular original size. But you're able to squeeze it all the way back again. And that's how God said some of you are. You've been squeezed and you're in small spaces. And so God, you've been so squeezed and squeezed into these small spaces and small places that you have not even seen the real you. You have not seen the real, you have not seen the depth of what God really has within you. You've not seen the dimensions that God has for you because you've been squeezed in a small space and a small place. But God is removing you out of those small spaces and those small places. And when he removes you, you're going to again put you in the right place. All of a sudden, you're going to expand back to your original size. And all of those things that were hidden and those things that you didn't even know was laying on the inside of you. Those things, God said, I'm getting ready to bring those things forth and up out of you. Can you just feel that? He's getting ready to bring it up out of you. And some of you have discounted yourself. You minimize your spiritual prowess. You've said, I'm not able to do that. It's because you've not been a place where a demand has been placed upon those things that God has put on the inside of you. Oh my God, you're greater than what you know. Somebody needs to look in the mirror today and tell themselves, you're greater than what you know. Because all the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And because you don't know, hallelujah, and you don't know who you are because you have not seen these things in operation in your life, you have minimized yourself and you've taken yourself down to running around with the chickens in the chicken yard when God has called you to soar and be an eagle. Oh my God, it's like the ugly duckling. If you know that story, that fairy tale that talks about the beautiful swan. And because he was with the ducks, hallelujah, Jesus, today, he was with the ducks. And so they called him the ugly duckling because they didn't recognize him because he had this long, graceful neck and he was white and the long beak. And he did not look like the rest of the crowd of the other ducks that he was with in the pond. He didn't look like them. And because they had never, all they ever known was just what they all looked like, they considered him the ugly duckling. Oh my God. But when he finally found out, oh my God, Jesus, today, when he finally found out that he was not a duck, but a swan, and he saw some more beautiful swans, he didn't realize that he was this beautiful, graceful bird that, oh my God, majestic, beautiful swan. He didn't realize who he was. But because he had been squeezed in a small space and in a small place, because he had been squeezed and held captive in a pond with a bunch of ducks, hallelujah today, Jesus. See, the swan is a graceful, beautiful creature here, and they were calling him the ugly duckling. And some of us been in places where they called you the ugly duckling because they didn't recognize, oh my God, they didn't recognize that you were a prophet. They didn't recognize that you were an apostle. They didn't recognize that you were an evangelist. They didn't recognize that you was a teacher. They didn't recognize that you was a pastor. They overlooked it because you were a little different and you was a little strange and you didn't look like everybody else who was in the pond. You didn't look like those people that were there. And because of that, they discounted you and they counted you out. But I'm here to let you know today that God is counting you in. Oh my God. God said the situation that you was in, hallelujah. He said, you learned some things there. I put you there to process you around the other ducks. I made you different and I made you stand out and you learned how to be rejected. You learned how to be talked about. You learned how to humble yourself, even when nobody else wanted to hear what you had to say. You learn how to just be an outcast for a minute there. But God said it was all for your process. So when I get you to the real place that you're supposed to be at, and you begin to expand, oh my God, you begin to expand. When I get you in that out of that small space in that small place, and I put you in your place that I've claimed out for you, hallelujah, glory to God. When I put you in that place that I have designed, oh my God, it's going to be a perfect fit. And all of the dimensions of you, and all of the depths of you, and all of the things that have been laying dormant will begin to flourish. Hallelujah today, Jesus. So I want you to be encouraged today, you that have been in small spaces and small places. Hallelujah today, Jesus. Because you was in a limited space. You was in a place that minimized the anointing. You were in a place that minimized who you were, who you was. They diminished you because they didn't have nowhere to put you, because so they squeezed you so you would conform. Oh my God, Jesus. They squeezed you so you would conform to what to the place, to the space that they gave you. But oh, God said, I'm allowing you to soar this season. I'm allowing you to wake up. That gentle giant, you're waking up, my God, today, Jesus. You're waking up to a brand new day. You're waking up to something different. Oh, my God. So don't discount the different thing that may come in your pathway because you've never seen it before, never heard it before. And you're like, what is that? God say, pay attention to the things that come across your pathway because I'm sending things your way. Oh my God, I'm sending things your way. And so don't be so quick to discount it and say, that ain't God. God says, step back for just a minute because I'm about to do something different. I'm about to do something strange. I'm about to do something that will shake the world through you. Hallelujah today, Jesus. So I pray this morning that God wakes up the call in you like never before, that there will be a hunger and a desire for more and more and more. And I'm not talking about just material. I'm talking about more of him, more of God, more of his will. God, what is it that you have for me? Because see, God will supply all that other stuff. He got that. He got that. Don't worry about that. He said, but there's some places in the kingdom that I want to take you to. Can I trust you with the nations? Huh? Here's the key. Hallelujah. Bull shaking about how can I trust you? Can I trust you with the business now? I know that you won't leave me because you was in a small space at a small place and they rejected you and you stood still and saw the salvation of the Lord. He said, can I trust you with the bit? Here's the keys now. He said, can I trust you with the car and the vehicle of your choice? Of your choice. He said, because now I see that you're going to serve me or not. Now that I brought you through a small space and a small place, now I know that you hear my voice. I know that you'll do what I tell you to do. Now he said, I can release to you the keys to your destiny, to your future, to the place of enlargement. Oh my God, enlargement. Hallelujah. I pray the prayer of Jabez. I pray it over you today that, oh God, bless them indeed.
Oh God, make your hand to be upon them, God. Enlarge their territory. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. Enlarge your territory. I pray that for you this morning, that the open heavens are open today over you. And that every prayer that you pray today, that God is snatching it. And oh my God, I don't know why I'm using this language, this vernacular, but the studios of heaven. Oh my God, God said, I got places in heaven that when your sound goes up, it grabs it. And he said, I'm manufacturing some blessings just specifically for you. Glory to God today, Jesus. Oh my God, I feel this in my belly, y'all. I feel it. Father wants to elevate you. He wants to give you the kingdom. Oh, that's what he said. I want to give you the kingdom. He said it is his good pleasure. I said his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You make your daddy look good. You know, when you get your children ready for school and you dress them and you dress them down to the nines, doesn't it make you feel good as a parent when you see your children step out on the first day of school and they brand new duds and they new shoes and you got them all spiffed up? And as a proud parent, like a peacock, you walk around. I tell girls and I tell the women all the time, I said, you know what? It don't matter when you have children. I have four girls and my girls are grown now, but when you have children, it never mattered to me what I really looked like. You know what I'm saying? Because if my kids looked well, then it defined who I was. Oh my God. I could look like Raggedy Ann and Andy, but if my children's hair was combed and their clothes was clean and ironed and they were neat and dressed to the nines, I felt like a proud peacock if I was naked walking in the store, because I knew my children defined who I was. Oh my God. They gave definition to who Regina Perkins was. Hallelujah today, Jesus. Because when you see a child that's well taken care of, your whole mindset changes about that person. I don't care what they look like. You know that they're parenting. You're like, wow, that's a great parent. Wow. Because people ain't looking at you. They're looking at your children. They're looking at your offspring, like what they look like. Y'all know I'm telling the truth here today. What the kids looking like. Come on now. What the children looking like? Excuse me. What are the children looking like? And God said, we define him. We bring definition to who he is. We bring definition to the Father. Hallelujah today, Jesus. And when they see us looking good and fine and spiffy, then they be like, wow, I know she's serving she had a good parent.
Before you all log off, I just want remind you again to go to my website, theReginaPerkins.com, and check out the prayer storm. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Also, there's on my Facebook, I have my personal page, Regina Perkins, but I also have the Regina Perkins Show. So you can go back and you can listen to you can listen to my podcast, the archive ones. You can find me on Spreaker as well. You'll see me post my podcast because it's almost about 7 different platforms. It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, Spreaker, Pocket Cast, Google. Oh my God, radio! It's on iHeartRadio now. It's on Radio Public. You can find it on all those platforms. And so, most of the ones that I've been doing for the last 2 years, you're going to find every last one of those on Spreaker. Now, Spotify and the other platforms yet have not downloaded all of my show. All of my shows have not been uploaded to those platforms. But you will definitely find every one of the archive or every one of my episodes on iTunes and on Spreaker. So go back, you know, and listen to some of the old archives, some of the old shows. You never know what God is speaking. The word is timeless. God is always speaking to his people. And that word I just gave you was absolute prophetic word. Nothing that I premeditated, nothing that I thought of, nothing, anything. I just came on and the Holy Spirit began to flow and began to speak to you. So that was a fresh word from God. A fresh word from the Lord. So I hope you all was blessed. For a minute there, I was like, okay, got this cough going on. So I had to stop for a second. But I want you to know, God loves you and God is concerned about you. God would not put me on this pod, do these podcasts. I don't do it just because Regina want to be great. I'm doing it because I want you to hear the word of the Lord. God wants us to feed his sheep. He told me yesterday, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. He wants his people to be fed. Some of you are irritated. Some of you are angry with life. Some of you, and it's all because you're hungry. When you don't feed your cranky kids, when kids are cranky, you know how it is. They're wet. They're tired. They need food. And God showed me that. He showed me that. And so in a dream, he showed me that. Some of us just need to eat. We need some meat of the word. We don't need baby food anymore. We're too grown to take baby food. We need things and strategies and plans that will take our lives to the next level. We need to hear something that is portable. I don't want to tell you to hold on. I want to tell you what God wants you to do to get to victory so you won't be holding on no more. Hold on, but while you're holding on, let me give you the strategies and what you need to do so you can come out of your situation. I don't need you to hold on till you die and you die miserable and go to heaven. I need you to know right now God wants you to have heaven on earth. He wants you to rule, reign, and dominate in this realm. On this earth, he sent us here for a purpose and a plan. Go read the book of Acts. He sent us here with, he wanted us to empower us to go and save the world. He said, go ye out into all the nations. He said, go out into all the world, preach the gospel. See, and we got work to do. But in the midst of God, God said he wants to bless you. Oh my God. And we've limited God to only the little things that we've heard in our little small spaces and small places. You've limited who your God is. And I'm mighty afraid that you guys don't know, but I come to remind you of who he is. And every time he gives me the word, I'm going to come and tell you what thus saith the Lord. So you can grow in capacity and that your borders can be enlarged. So I pray you all was blessed by this podcast. Excuse me for the coughing. I have a little cough going on there. The weather's changing. But I rebuke this in Jesus' name. No sickness, no disease, infirmity shall lord over my body or yours as well. Can I speak that over you? That in this season that God will grant you favor beyond your wildest dreams. That today, according to the scriptures, it says that God will compass the righteous with favor as a shield. That means that he has shielded you with favor. So that means when you walk into your job today, that means when you walk wherever on that car lot today, wherever you is, whatever promise and whatever that you're seeking God for, realize and understand that the favor of God is upon your life. He has favored you. And because God has favored you, he has favored you. Don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to go obtain the things that God launch out into the deep. And reach for those things that look unreachable so your daddy can see, oh, wow, that's my baby. And when others see you, they're like, wow, what in the world? Who? How'd she get? You know what I'm saying? They will see what you look like. All spiffed up because that's the way God works it. He don't send you out raggedy like we don't do our kids. But he wants to send you out with greatness, greatness, greatness upon you. And I pray that you take these words to heart. Not just cliche. This is serious life lessons. And what I say to you, take it and apply it to your life. Take this word and run with it. And then by the next time you hear me, if you have testify of what God did when you launched out on the word. Because see, the Bible says, after it said he would confirm his word, that it was him talking with signs and wonders. So, go out and apply this word and then bring the testimony. Go to my page, the Regina Perkins Show page, or go to my personal page. I'm going to post this podcast up and say, you know what? I'm going to testify of God's goodness of what he just did because I launched out. Ayaboshaya. And let me know, this word was for me. This word was for me. Hallelujah. It was for me too as well. No more small spaces and small places. But God said he has some big things in store for you. So I'm ready to expand. I hope you've been blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.